like Toronto does have the best gal them, but a lot of them be too stush at parties. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Man, them be wanting to bruk ho. Man, them sometimes we be nervous. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you guys could give us more of an indication that, like, it's a green light. You know what I mean? Have you ever did the look back test on a man?
Yes. Absolutely. Every single time. You know, just to check.
You have to check, right?
Why not? Why not? At least, you know, give me the opportunity to see on what level from a scale of 1 to 10 of wine you're going to get. You know what I mean?
When you do the look back test, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for a lot of things. We're looking for appearance.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
We're looking for height.
Okay, that's fair.
We're looking to see whether or not if the wine is going to be wasted or not, because it takes a lot to bruk out and wine, like out of breath, okay?
Yeah.
So true. If I'm going to give a wicked wine,
you want to
give me something back. Exactly. In return. Like, I don't want no little like, please.
So you can tell just by looking at a guy what kind of wine he's going to give you.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
But you would hope. You would hope, okay? You would hope. And, like, sometimes, not going to lie, sometimes you don't get the opportunity to look back right away, and then you get a wicked wine back, and you're like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, no, that's facts. That's facts.
Where did you come from, little man? What is your name?
Short kings, we live in.
Yeah, no, I'll give it to the short one sometimes. It's good.
No, that is absolutely crazy.
Natural super gas right now.
Yo, because I'm always hearing, I need a 6-foot guy, blah, blah, blah. But finally, we have someone showing us how the short kings really do be putting it down sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah, let's highlight the sometimes part, because sometimes the short kings like to puff up their chest a little bit too much and think they want to bite off more than they can handle.
That Napoleon complex be crazy sometimes.
Yeah.
So have you ever did a look back test and somebody didn't pass? You just said, no, but this is not happening.
Yes. But like, I try to do it as nice as possible, because not being funny, guys don't take rejection well.
It's very
all
true.
The time. It's true. And it's a little bit scary. Like, all seriousness, it's a little bit scary when guys don't take rejection well. So I try to be as nice as possible. Like, if I'm not feeling it, or like I just came off of like doing a big dance or like a wicked wine already just by myself vibing, and I don't want to dance, then I'll tell you, I'll be like, yeah, thank you, but no thank you. It's okay. Or like, you know, I'm good.
Every time I did not pass the look back test, like, you just have to kind of play it off. Like, I wasn't even really trying to dance. I'm just vibing, you know? But I do feel you. Some niggas do be going OD and shit. Like,
yeah, so I understand how awkward that can be. And because of that, that's why I tried to be like, oh, yeah, we're friends. Like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like, I'll like, laugh with you. And I'll be like, oh, no, thank you. So it doesn't look like I'm like, no.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What the fuck? Like, no. Just...
I could imagine how terrifying that could be, because I remember one time, this is when I was like, probably like 10 years ago, I was very young. This is like one of my earlier excursions to the club, and like there was some guy, I don't know what he did, but he started fighting somebody.
Oh.
And then like everything shut down, the music turned off, like everyone's leaving and shit. He's walking around the club, punching niggas, popping chains and shit.
Oh.
Then he walks up to me, looks me dead in my eye. This is back when, like, remember when niggas were in the rosaries and, like,
the wooden beads
and shit? He pops my shit. Then I just look down at the floor, look back at him, and then this guy's just there. I'm like, yo, you got it, broski.
Oh, damn. He walks
up by it. I'm like, yo, I could just imagine, like, just feeling that on a daily basis, you know? Like, if you just reject somebody, then you don't know what they're about to do. Like, is this guy about to pop off on me, or...
Yeah, It's scary.
And I feel like white rejection can lead to full-on school shootings.
No, facts.
You know, at least he just took your rosary, bro. Like, white people, we kind of, you know what I'm saying? We get diabolical with the rejections, though.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
Do not reject, like, if you see a white boy with, like, emo haircut, fam, if you reject him, bro.
Nice.
8 lives gone.
Have you ever whined on a white man? Or Asian man? Anybody of non-black descent?
Arab?
I think so.
What would you know?
Yes. There's been a Chinese guy inside of a FET one time, yeah. And I was just like, but like,
what, I mean, maybe was more the so waistline like Guanin or?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You know when you like have really high hopes and it's just like, yeah. I really hope, like I would be so happy for you if you can just wicked wind.
When you see like either the white guy or the Asian guy in the FET or in the dance, they're either super mod with it or they're
like, they showed up to the wrong party.
Exactly. There's no in between for real.
No.
I feel like I need like a course. Like I want to like be one of the good white guys at a FET. And I feel like.
You have waistline.
Is that like a core? Do you have a course?
I mean, I can create one.
I think you should create one for like. You know, like non-black people who are like, who want to get their, you know, their wine game up.
Yo, to be honest, idea. Like...
I'll do it. $60.
You have
to. I'll
drop it.
$60? Okay. Starting off right.
To be honest, it's kind of like what Jay-Z says. You could pay for school, but you can't buy class.
Yes.
Rhythm is very hard to teach somebody.
I agree.
If somebody doesn't already have rhythm, then like you can't even... They already have to have that foundation. Speaking of foundation... This is our first episode. This is On the Wave. We have Mel's Theory. On the Wave and Natural Wave. Let's just take a cheers right here.
Cheers.
Sponsored by Appleton. Not really.
Cheers. Appleton sponsor us.
No, please do.
It's possible.
Please do. We already had Electrolit sponsor our previous shit. You know?
Oh, dope.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Let them roll in. Let them roll in and we all manifest. Amen.
Nah, that's facts. Okay, so teaching carnival. That's kind of interesting because even right now there's a debate going on whether Trinidad carnivals should be inclusive, whether they should kind of like lock it off from the public, which I feel like locking off from the public would be like a great disservice.
Yeah.
And it would deter kind of a lot of people from soca music because I feel like that experience kind of enhances the music as a whole.
Absolutely.
So like not being able to access it kind of kills the vibe, you know?
I agree. I think that locking it off, I mean, I haven't been to Trinidad Carnival yet, but I've heard all these things and I would want to be like someone of Caribbean descent. I'm Vinci, someone of Caribbean descent. I would want to go and experience all the different carnivals. It's not kind of fair to just limit it to just one particular type of person because where's the unity in that? Exactly. You know what I mean? Like we preach culture and all this stuff, but where's the unity?
If you look at Afrobeats, the reason why it thrives is because Africans all over the world, they prioritize that shit. They make sure they support their artists and
exactly.
shit. So if Trinidad Carnival is just only for Trinidadian people, then that kind of like is making it way too niche. The market is way too small now. Those artists can't even cross over to a mainstream platform now.
Exactly.
And even like you say you haven't been to Trinidad Carnival. I really want to go. But I haven't been because it's super expensive. I feel like even the high cost is a huge deterrent for people, you know? And like.
It's expensive indeed.
Nah, facts.
I think I was looking because since I've started playing Mass in 2018, I was just like, okay, I love this experience. I want to just go and experience all the different carnivals because every carnival is different. So it's just beautiful to experience every different carnival. I've been saying that. I wanted to go to Trinidad Carnival. Haven't gotten the chance yet, but I've looked into it a couple of times. And if you're going there, you know, you need costume, you need food, you need accommodation, you need to go to the certain parties. You're there in Trinidad. There's certain parties you need to be at. Rides and all that stuff. It gets very, very costly.
And Trinidad, their parties are like, there's three parties one day, so you're partying breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like,
back,
it's nonstop.
Back. For... It's no sleep, literally.
So, yeah, it is very costly.
Yeah, like, I think I've seen someone say, like, it's a minimum of $10,000 to experience, like, a minimum. And that's, like, you're maybe not even at the best, like, resort or accommodation or whatnot. It's
That's
just
crazy, because I was looking at Rolling Loud and it was only, and this is to see Kanye, Nicki Minaj, Lil Uzi, all these crazy Playboy Cardi, you know what I mean? And like, I think tickets is like $5 for the weekend, or spend 10 bands to see fucking Marshall Montano. You know what I mean? Like, no diss. Marshall Montano is a fucking legend.
Absolutely legend.
But I'm going to see Kanye.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, man, that goes into it.
And like, for me, it's a little bit different because I'm not like a huge soca DJ. I'm more into the dancehall scene.
Right.
You know what I mean? But soca is like your culture and shit. So
soca is healing.
Literally. So I feel like you would want to experience that. And like, it should be open to y'all, especially you being an influencer.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of talk about Caribbean influencers, carnival influencers, if they're important, if they play a role.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that?
Absolutely, it's important. Just like a Veld's influencer is important to cover a Veld's concert.
That's facts.
You know what I mean? It's, you pay these influencers to go out and cover these events, and you pay them big, big money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, big, big money. But you want to say that carnival influencers are not as big because what, you are not as clued up on what the carnival is?
Exactly.
Like, how does that make sense?
I'm going to just say this.
Carnival influencers should totally be a thing and should totally get paid big, big money for it.
No, facts.
It's the exact same
pay
thing.
Pay our black women.
Facts.
There's white girls on TikTok making thousands of dollars doing bullshit. We have black women looking exceptional.
Exceptional on a daily golden basis.
Body is bodying. They're working out. They're really putting on our culture to a mainstream level. I feel like they deserve to not only get all access, but they deserve to get paid for the talents that they are showcasing.
Yeah, and another big thing is a lot of content that gets pushed for the non-black creators, like swimwear or like little girls in bikinis and all them thing there. But like, I post a video in my my costume and I'm getting taken down for nudity. And I'm like going against community guidelines and all this stuff. But yet you have specific songs that if you click on those songs, you see a bunch of girls like twerking in their panty and thing. It's just like, and they're all of one color. It's like,
it is kind of crazy.
Make it make sense.
Even like the certain challenges that be going viral.
Oh, it's so annoying.
It's literally only booty shaking. And I'm seeing like, okay, this woman is literally naked and it's fine. But when carnival influencers and shit are just showing off their cultural costume.
We're taken down.
And it's like, that is like borderline racist, know what I mean? Because this
every
is
every single
like,
time.
This is historic. It's not, right now you are sexualizing our people by taking us down for
exactly
that reason, you know?
And it's like, it's so much more that I'm wearing other than a skimpy, like a skimpy bikini. I have so much more. Like the costume that I'm wearing, it's supposed to tell a story. It's supposed to show something that shines light on the culture and like what mass is, but you're taking me down because what, I look too good?
Y'all are too honey, fam. Back in the day, women used to be walking breasts out.
I know, like, and people would be fine.
That's how it was. Like, that was a regular thing. Regular thing.
Just like, okay, regular Tuesday.
Do
yes,
that
Ms.
today.
Cheryl, it's good.
Yo.
Like,
do that, Zara, do that today. You're rock hard, all right?
I can't even watch those National Geographic.
Oh my day!
You know when they show those, tribes with the shirtless ladies? I'm like, yo.
Speaking of tribal African women. Speaking of tribal African women.
Crazy transition.
Shout out Rachel Dolezal, aka Akayunge Bakung. I don't know what
Stop
she changed her name
right
to.
Right now. Oh my.
She changed
days.
The name to some African shit. She became a teacher. That's already kind of already wilding, but not only that, she had her OnlyFans popping. Obviously, the youth them know Wagwan in the world right now, so the youths found their teacher's OnlyFans, and she got fired for that shit. There's so much to unpack there.
Okay, so Rachel, Miss Rachel, is the one that did blackface.
Yes.
Right. And then she became, okay, and then she changed her name to be Reflect African, okay. Sorry, my brain is trying to compute.
There's so much to unpack. Like, we live in a simulation. This is absolutely
She became a
crazy.
Teacher, and then her kids, her students found her OnlyFans.
If you have a child, would you care if their teacher had an OnlyFans?
This is such a crazy thing, because, like, now I'm trying to think. Okay, I'm trying to think.
You trying to think how to answer this politically correct. We all know what you think. You're just like, how do I word this?
Okay, I'm not trying to get canceled before I get started. I would try to be like, you know what? My child wouldn't have access to that, but, you know, you raise your children, you don't raise their mind and how they access things.
Yeah.
Would I be upset if my child found his teacher's OnlyFans, is watching his teacher sucking dick, like fucking, like getting pounded or some shit? Yeah, I wouldn't be comfortable with it. Now that we've unpacked it, wouldn't be comfortable with it. That's my child. However, he stupidly came across it. Wouldn't be okay with it, because now, like, you are responsible. I'm leaving my child with you 8 hours of the day to educate my child. And I'm not saying you're doing a bad job at it necessarily, but, like, now my child has a certain perception of you.
It's a distraction.
Yeah, so, like, he's not learning whatever you're saying. Like, he's thinking sexually about you, if anything.
No, exactly.
So, yeah.
You keep saying he.
I don't know. Okay.
That's your son. So
let's go she.
Your daughter.
Okay. Same thing.
Do you think that'll have an influence on...
It's a possibility. It's a big possibility. It's just like, bro, yeah, my teacher can do it. Why can't? Maybe this is normal. Maybe, you know, this is cool or whatnot. Like, kids are impressionable. And, like, whatever they see, they do. Whether it's registered now and then they act on it later, you don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know how the brain works.
If I have a daughter, I completely agree with you.
But
burn her at the stake. Get her out of here. Fired.
But if you had a son?
If I have a son...
Oh, it's okay.
You know what I mean? I might be picking up my child a little bit more from school. I might be showing up to the parent-teacher interviews instead of the mother. You know what I mean?
So, like, it's not a burn at the stake. You need to be fired. It's okay. My son can sexualize you and not learn 2 times 2 is 4. He's thinking 2 times 2 is titties. Like,
if he's in grade 7 and above, then yeah, he's Gucci. But if he's grade 6 or lower, then it's kind of crazy still. Because even when I was a child, I grew up in a hyper-sexualized community, hyper-sexualized home. Pasa Pasa videos everywhere.
Oh, Pasa Pasa. Bring it.
Crazy. So I would be a kid watching y'all get stabbo, daga, all this next shit. I'd be going to school, acting this out on the girl them at school, grade 2, getting in trouble and shit. All the little Indian girl and shit. Gabin Jeep.
not Gabin Jeep. She was so good.
Yo, no word of a lie. There was a Shachi named Madavi.
Madavi?
What's her name? Was it Madavi or Tabanad? It was one of them girl.
Jeez, big up
bro,
you.
She was standing there. I tried to give her a wicked dagger. She told the fucking principal.
Oh,
on
my
me.
God. Sexual assault.
You trying to give her a dagger, like, at recess? Like,
at recess, but, like... It wasn't full on contact. There was like a meter in between us, you know? But I just tried to say, I tried to do like a wind behind, you know, those ones? Fam, I almost got arrested, broski.
See, you failed the turn back test.
I failed the turn back test. Scary.
She went to authorities. That's the worst thing you can do at a turn back test, I feel. It's like actually contact authorities.
Yo, that's. They say, oh, what's the worst that could happen? The worst they could do is say no. I almost got arrested.
I was 7 years old fighting for his life.
Literally, bro. I was in the principal's office. Like, what the fuck did I do? I thought I was just acting out what I seen in the Pasa Pasa video.
See, exactly, though. Moral of the story is kids are very impressionable. They act out what they see.
Yeah, that's very true still.
But, yo, I will say this. Like, I feel like even if you don't see a teacher's OnlyFans, kids sexualize... the teacher anyways, whether there's an OnlyFans or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in grade two sectionizing Hillary Duff from Lizzie McGuire. She wasn't out here in bikinis. But I was searching on Google Images, like, Hillary Duff bikini, you know? And I was, like, grade two, grade three.
Hillary Duff bikini.
Yeah. There were no pictures.
Like, Vanessa Hudgens. Jeez.
Bro, back in the day. Like,
when the nudes got leaked?
It was straight images, bro. Then you graduate to the videos. But I will say that I think it undermines the teacher's authority. Especially if you've seen them on your computer, like, doing some vulgar things. Some, and then they're, like, natural, shit. Like, you know, stop talking during class. Like, yo, I see you sucking dick yesterday, bro.
I can't even take you seriously.
Though. Yeah.
You don't even call
yeah.
her Miss Edison. Call her Lily. Like, you know
call her by her OnlyFans name. It's just, like, honey boo-boo.
Miss Sweets. Miss Sweets with an SZ.
Hillary Duff.
I love Hillary Duff. Best white girl ever, I think, in history.
So you're really searching up Hillary Duff nudes.
Back in the day, and... recently.
Oh my God. Yo, no,
20 years ago and
she's
now.
Going on.
She's,
yo,
she's beautiful.
She never
she's
lasted. Amazing.
No, literally, like, big up her thing. Cause, like, from you've seen all these Disney stars that, like, just fell off hard, but, like, she had a great show.
Mm-hmm. No,
I loved her movie, okay? Like,
good music.
And then she's out here, yeah, her,
really
her
good
music,
music
bumps. Yeah. Her music bumps. And then, like, she's out here doing her thing with her family and just living her life.
And she's gorgeous still. Like, she's still so fine, bro. That's why I said one of the greatest white girls ever. Like, I put her up there with Marilyn Monroe, bro. I don't care if it's controversial, fam. Like,
we love you, Hillary.
One of the greatest Caucasian, like, productions.
We do.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how, like, nudes aren't really, like, that crazy anymore, though.
It's,
you
like,
know?
The norm.
Literally.
Well, I mean, because OnlyFans is such norm, and it's known for that.
That
like,
is
yes,
true.
There's other things on OnlyFans, but it's just, no, you think OnlyFans, like, you're like, oh, yeah, I got an OnlyFans. You think, oh, yeah, she's selling pussy, whatever, whatever. But, like, it's so known.
Yeah, sex is, like, everywhere. Like,
yeah.
Think about this. The biggest rapper in the world, no pun, had his shit leaked. That's crazy. Pause. I did not even mean to say that. But the biggest rapper in the world...
Why would you double down?
Had his shit leaked. And that did not even, like, no one really cared that much.
That lasted, like, 24 hours of, like, being news, and it was on to the next story.
That's literally how short our attention span is.
Imagine
and
if,
that,
like...
it doesn't matter as much.
2005, like, Jay-Z...
Bro, no, end of the world.
Bro, like
he's burn him at a stake type
he's
of thing.
Apology,
like, nah.
Apology tours, you know,
yeah.
Going on talk shows.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah,
I was
yeah,
young.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A whole bunch of thing. All these.
Nah, that's actually crazy. Do people even send nudes? Like, you have a boyfriend, right?
I have a boyfriend, yeah. Do I send him nudes? Is that an appropriate question to ask?
Well, I don't know if I'm being too personal.
Let me answer it quietly. Yes, I do send him nudes.
Round of applause. Round of applause.
Because, I mean, I work out to look good. And, like, I see it, but he deserves to see it as well.
Exactly.
Like, what the hell?
And, like, as a man, it's... We feel like when we have to ask for something, it's not as good.
Yeah.
When we get it, like, just like, on the surprise, oh, that is the best feeling ever.
Yeah, it's fun.
Even, I lived in Montreal for a year. I had, like, a little shati out there.
Just a little one, huh?
Just a little shati.
She wasn't a big shati.
And, like, I remember, yo, my whole life is on my bucket list. Like, I want to wake up to the dome. I want to wake up to the head. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to, like, ask for it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, I had, like, an ex-girlfriend, and she was so square. Like, I would even tell her, like, just put the hint out there, like, oh, yo, like, it would be
don't
so
be
cool. It would be so awesome
I
if I just happened to wake up, you know? Like, never happened. I'm just shot here in Montreal, fam. Freak, bro.
Was
the best.
Scorpio?
The best ever. What is Let me think. I think she was a Gemini.
Gemini.
Yo, we went out one night, brought her back to the crib. When I woke up in the morning, I'm like, whoo, what's this? This is the best thing I ever woke up. This is better than breakfast in bed.
Yeah.
This is better than, like, remember as a youth when you would have, like, the cartoons on the Saturday morning and you just have the best
Don't
day?
Don't kill me. It's I know those ones. You get up early. You get your bowl of cereal. You go in front of the TV. You're good. Cartoons for the whole.
It's better than that. It's actually the best.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember, like, people would tell me about it and I would just be jealous of niggas. You know what I mean? Like how? Why would the Lord bestow this gift upon you and not me? Like, why am I not a chosen one? So that was honestly...
It was good. It was an experience.
Exactly. Moral of the story. Ladies, surprise your men with, like, everything.
Everything.
Everything. Don't even... Not everything. Certain surprises you don't want.
Okay, Eliza? Yeah.
Don't surprise him with no infidelity or confessing, like, what happened last week. Like, you know what I'm saying? Surprise him with good stuff.
Surprises that keep it fun and exciting.
Yeah, don't surprise him with problems. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. Thanks. Exactly. Have you had any crazy surprises happen to you in the bedroom?
In the bedroom.
Well, do you know anybody that had any crazy surprises?
Oh, that's where you want me to take you. Are you trying to change topics?
Like, okay, let me start. For me personally, I've never, a shorty knows not to even try touch my body. Mm-hmm. I'm from Jamaica, yeah? We don't romp with them things. We don't do none of that. So, one time a shorty was giving me dome. Then she went to the balls. I'm like, okay, we're guarded. Then she went a little bit lower to the gooch. The Gucci bag. And I was like, holy shit. It felt great. I'm not going to lie. But I'm like, okay, this is the absolute furthest we could take this still. Because I feel like any further is like red zone. I feel like anything further is red zone. So that was my biggest surprise.
You know what's so crazy? I wanted to say getting my ass ate, but I didn't. I was like, maybe this is not the podcast, but you went there. Yo, there was a phase in my life where, like, I don't know who the first girl that did it was, but it just opened my eyes. And then, like, girls would be willing to do it, it's also, like, not just the actual feeling, which feels great, but it's the psychology of, like, this girl's eating my ass right now. Like, it's damn near worship.
It made you feel powerful.
Is that how girls feel when guys eat their ass? It's almost like worship. You know what
I'm
saying?
Have you gotten your ass ate before?
Yes.
How does it feel? Yes.
Yeah, it feels like worship. Like,
it's game changer. It's game changer
for real. Does it feel like a bidet?
Never had that, I would imagine that it would feel like a bidet.
No, that's your own personal bidet. It's like, baby, go. Yeah. That is absolutely crazy.
But whenever a girl was willing to do it, that would always be a surprise. Cause, like, I'm like, oh, like, you know about this, you know what I'm saying? Cause not, it's not like an every girl thing. And
here.
I also don't expect it. And I don't, like, ask any girl for it. And, like,
how do you, like,
go about it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Once they get the balls in the gooch, this is what you do. You got to kind of open your leg a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to see
how they react,
how far they go. Because some of them know right away. Oh, and then they go straight there. You know
what
I'm saying?
That is crazy, fam.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much.
It was a phase. And, like, I think one time I had, like, an ex who, like, she knew that I liked it and we would do it. And then afterwards, like, I just stopped wanting it. I think it's because, like, she was so willing to do it. I was
oh my god!
I can't ask him
you
this.
You only liked it if it was.
You're gonna have to ask him this for me, okay? You're gonna have to, because if I ask him, it's gonna be crazy. So you're gonna have to ask him, like, was he lying down? Did he do the Lamborghini doors? You're gonna have to ask him because I can't ask him.
So what position were you in?
I've done multiple positions. Some
doing like
I'm not so proud of.
Like
some,
downward dog.
Some I'm not so proud of, and
like straight spread out. Just like
I just you know, some things you kind of figure out later in life that you shouldn't be doing, and sometimes when you're just in the moment, you don't really think. How do I look right now from the outside?
It's all you're based off of feeling.
It's all just like, based on, like, in the moment, and you're not feeling judged by natural or, you know, other people who are like, why would you put yourself in that position. But yeah, bro.
No, I'm not judging you.
The standard was like laying on your back. I've done other positions that I don't really want to say on audio, but you can kind of figure it out. And you can tell natural. I said that because...
Yeah, I heard. A holy padatiness.
Just so the audience knows, that was a white man speaking.
Yeah. It's different for white dudes. I feel like we don't really like...
Is it different for white guys?
Yes. I feel like you guys like pause everything. Like I can't even say certain things around these guys.
We do pause everything.
Yeah, I'll be like, yo, like, are you coming later? He's like, hey, yo, like, what do you mean coming later?
Yeah, I have to dress up them talks around Jamaican brother still.
Cause... Yeah, like, bro, I always gotta like censor myself around Jamaicans because like anything I say could sound gay. Like,
yo, you have
I'm
to be
like, yo, I'm gonna go sit down. It's like, what do you mean you're gonna sit down? Man will sit down and stand up. And I'm like, yo,
bro, as a Jamaican man, you do not eat, you consume. Fam, if you're eating, that's fire. Bad man don't eat.
Bro, the other day I was with my Trini boy. We all of us went to like a Korean grill kind of situation. They give ice cream at the end.
Yeah.
In a cone.
That's crazy. You can't. That is crazy. I mean,
bro, it's ice cream
like
in a cone.
It's like eating a banana. You can't eat.
But like, why is that gay? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you have to, like, you know.
You're surrounded by a man and you lick
there was ice girls. Cream there cone? Was girls there too.
You're supposed to get a spoon. Come on.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't know, man.
Or you just have to dig it with your hands like a fucking savage.
I feel like, yeah, that is a commitment to fucking homophobia. But
I feel like Jamaicans are very performative. However, I feel like on the outside, a lot of mans be pause, this is ha, blah, blah, blah. But down low, well, I can't speak. On your experience, do you think that Jamaicans, they live and die by the not eating pum pum? Because I'm not going to lie, I have a one bedroom. I believe that, nigga.
So... based off of experience, obviously only, because what else can I go off of? That is a lie.
That's crazy.
The lie detector determined.
I mean, you know, it starts off as like, yeah, I never eat, da 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 da. I don't go down. Bad man, I'll do this. Bad man, I'll do that. But then you know, one thing leads to another, and then you ask for something, and then now bad man is doing what you want. So
crazy,
yo. I feel like Jamaican men not eating pussy has led to me getting Jamaican girls because I'm willing to do that shit. You know, for white people, like, we celebrate that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like a rite of passage. Like,
a rite of passage.
You know, it's kind of crazy because I was watching a podcast and a woman was saying that, like, penis to vaginal penetration is like, it's the least effective way to get to an orgasm for a woman.
Yeah.
So
that's literally true.
If Jamaican men are only doing penis to vaginal like penetration and their women are not reaching the maximum orgasm that they possibly could, white man like Czar easily stepping in, doing the shop, I'm just a naughty, naughty love.
But yo, don't get me wrong, I'm not just eating all and any pussies, you know what I'm saying?
Out here like signing them up
for shit. I'm not like a chowas, you know what I'm saying? But like, yo, like it was never like, I never knew it was a thing until like in high school, like all the black kids, it would be a roast to be like, yo, shut up, you're chowas. Like, you might not even actually eat pussy, but it was just like, yo, this guy's a chowas,
like,
you know
for
what
a
I'm
disrespect
saying?
Type of thing. Yeah, that's like in high school with me, and with like sucking dick wasn't. They were just like, oh, you're a whore for sucking dick.
Yeah,
like,
it was crazy to suck
really?
Dick.
Really?
Yeah. It was
back in the day, if you were sucking dick as a shati.
Yeah, it was so bad. It was so bad. You were just seen as, what was it? A brainer.
A brainer.
Yeah, a brainer.
Okay,
yeah, I remember them times.
Brainer.
It's kind of crazy because like, once you were stamped, you were hated, but you were loved at the same time.
It's you like were extra
she,
sought after.
You know, she did her thing.
Yeah, because like...
She owns her truth.
Bro, I remember there was a one shotty in the neighborhood. Her name was Blank the Brainer. Like, Blank the Brainer.
It's like occupation.
No, we would just pull up to her crib and like just all mans would get brains. And like, it was actually kind of crazy because I got to know her and she was a really cool person, you know? And I'm like, why are you servicing the block?
No, yeah. And her answer...
trauma and shit, like just like it makes sense, you know what I mean? Like when you get to know people, like
yeah, that's crazy. That's but, crazy because you're just, you're out here just judging, thinking that, you know, whatever, whatever. But like really deep down, like this is how she's dealing with her trauma.
No, exactly.
This is how like, she's trying to heal. This is how she's trying to get better.
Just imagine God, you don't get love from anywhere. The only time you feel any sort of appreciation is like,
yeah,
that's like levels of just crazy shit. I'm not. I read this
in the country. Yeah, yo. Deep, really, really sit for crazy. Blank the brainer. Yo, that's what, yeah, you know, shout like, out to her.
Oh, yo, I'm not gonna lie. Her, she was friends with like this super dime. This girl was like taller than me though. So I ended up like talking to her. We ended up like dating and shit. It was kind of crazy. That was like the only girl I dated who was taller than me. But like, would you date somebody who's shorter than you?
I think where I stop is at my height.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think I would date anyone shorter than me.
Is it just because, like, perception when you walk out?
I wear heels a lot, so... And I like to take pictures. Yeah. So if you're at least my height, it doesn't look as...
Crazy.
When I get in the heels.
Yeah. But if, like, the broski's, like, 5'5"?
No. We could be friends, though.
No, it makes sense.
Because yeah, it's just for like, does it sound bad to aesthetic purposes? But no, I can't even say that because my man is perfect. So, you know, he's like a little bit taller than me. So,
okay. Yeah, I feel like, and even as a man, like, because that relationship was when I was in high school. It was like right before high school.
Yeah.
So them times, I feel like it was acceptable.
Yeah, I had now, a lot of short guy friends.
I had sex with girls who were taller than me. I've casually dated girls who were taller than me. But I don't think I could, like, marry...
One that's taller than you?
Like, unless if she was, like, really skinny.
Hmm.
Only because, like, the girl that, like, I casually dated that was taller, she was really skinny.
Okay.
And, like, I just felt like I was, like, one of those, like...
Oh my gosh, fashion, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Fashion mogul guys. The like,
freaking model on
nah,
your
literally,
hip.
Like the skin, I'm like, oh, she hasn't eaten in 2 weeks.
Yes.
I mean, hey, to each their own, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'll introduce you to any of my model friends if I have, don't worry.
proper.
Same, do that for me too.
Got you guys.
Oh man, this is fucking hilarious. Oh yo, thank you so much for being a part of my first episode
absolutely.
Of Outer Wave.
This was legendary. This was a good episode.
This is great. This is exciting.
We should do this. Like, this should be a regular thing.
Yeah, let me know.
I'm going to try to do this weekly. You know, like, I don't work a job or nothing, so I don't have any excuse. I just have to get the guests and stuff.
Do ting.
But I'm going to try to do a week. For now, we're going to do bi-weekly drops.
Yeah,
you know
don't
what
bite
I mean?
Up too much for now.
But, yeah,
and
exactly.
Keep it consistent. But, yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
This was fun. Thank you so much. Tell
dope.
Them where they can find you.
So, definitely, you guys can find me at Mel's Theory. That's M-E-L-S-T-H-E-O-R-Y on Instagram and TikTok. You know, big up yourselves.
This is Natural Wave. You can find me DJNatural.wave on TikTok and Instagram. Okay. Zara, tell them where you can find you.
At DJ Zara TV. We filmed this at 25th Hour Studios. You know, book, please. yeah, you know, at Borough Sound TV, at DJ Zara TV. Shout out to Natural. Shout out to Mel's Theory. You know what I'm saying? Good
this is the first fucking episode. Beep, 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 beep. Out of here. Thank y'all.